This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, What WIP Does Not Say About the Past 20 Years and the Future. The Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, is celebrating the 20th anniversary of the opening of the radioactive and hazardous waste dump on March 26, 1999, with outdoor events including ice cream and a bounce house in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Unfortunately, the celebrations minimize past and present health and safety problems and do not disclose the plans of the Department of Energy, DOE, and its for-profit contractors to expand WIP. Expansion plans include much more waste, different forms of waste, a new multi-use shaft to facilitate new waste disposal rooms to expand the underground footprint, and surface storage. None of that waste was included in the WIP Land Withdrawal Act that limits the types and amounts of waste allowed. The proposed additional waste and facilities are not included in the existing WIP permit issued by the New Mexico Environment Department. Please join the resistance to oppose DOE's expansion plans. DOE wants five new types of waste: surplus plutonium from nuclear weapons, high-level waste from the Hanford and Savannah River sites, commercial greater than Class C radioactive waste, commercial waste from West Valley, New York, and the storage of elemental mercury. The existing 10-year New Mexico hazardous waste permit expires in December 2020. The permit renewal application is anticipated to include the addition of a long-term above-ground storage facility, additional waste disposal areas and drifts, and changing the 2024 date to end waste disposal operations. DOE may incorporate these changes into their permit application or to separately submit modifications to the permit. In recent years, DOE has submitted various modifications, including one to change how the waste volume is calculated to allow 30% more waste than the legal limit. That modification request is now before the New Mexico Court of Appeals. Before submitting the permit renewal application, DOE is required to hold public meetings. For the previous renewal, the pre-application meetings were held in February 2009, and final permit approval was not until November 2010. Based upon that history, pre-application meetings should have already been held, but they have not even been announced. Activists are concerned that DOE is delaying the public meetings to make the renewal process more rushed, which would disadvantage the public and the Environment Department, which have much fewer resources than the DOE and its contractor. Don Hancock of Southwest Research and Information Center said, quote, DOE should immediately announce the pre-application meeting dates and fully disclose its plans for expansion. Through public comments and hearings, people can tell the Environment Department what limits on more waste and additional facilities should be included in the permit, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to receive a written version of our weekly update, please visit nuclearactive.org.